Blog Talk Radio.
High energy, born with the wisdom, sense of a rich man, knowledge and the rhythm. This is what I'm using to come up with a style, so I'll interact altogether better with the crowd. Nervous for a second and the record starts spinning, and I fall into the state of mind of what I've just created. Pumping like the doctor, the into the RE suckers ready to leap up on the tip when we made it. Created so I'll never be regarded as a regular, more than just a little bit better than my competitor. You should never underestimate the fashion. I hope for the same whether I'm cooling or thrashing, cracking the concoction created.
Niggas on the streets is riling. He looked to God but can't find him, so he demands silence from the gland. Signs to sympathy, sympathy. Only thing plain is demand violence. No lying, niggas just won't let go. They iron, they wanna burn your molecules until you let go iron. Treat beasts like they let go lions, so don't iron. They get the wrong message put you on that long stretcher. Too much pressure, God bless you when it's semi-wetcher. They told me more dress up, I'm giving too many lectures, and I'm putting in too many effort in my nouns and verbs. Like they gon' catch up, fuck what you must heard. But I done puffed enough herb to be listening to young birds and dumb nerds. I got enough shit on my mind, so I don't need to be stressing and shine. Fine. One day I'm trying to have a wife and kids, so I just can't live my life like this. And I ain't trying to learn what lifeless is, so I just can't live my life like this. I want the gold chains and diamond rings, but I just can't live my life like this. And sometimes I just wanna light this flip, but I just can't live my life like this.
Gotta collect call from up top. My cousin called me and whatnot. The motto never changed, it's still fuck cops. Went from having lunch in our lunchbox. Our lungs is hot whenever we puff pot. We touch blocks and end up having a dump shot. Well, fuck that, ain't trying to live that life no more. My mind corrupted, but my heart is still pure. Gotta be brave, can't be afraid. Brave the ways, never matter when you catch the fade. Trapped in the maze, then your fate is your only escape. Fuck a priest's opinion, knock the hinges off of heaven's gate. Trying to share my cells with my mate, not share a cell with mates. Wrecking shit with my recklessness. The L get lit, that's when I start second guessing shit. Think about time and then I reminisce. What you thought you niggas could've fucked me over? Never nigga guess again. I'm streaks across me like pedestrians, and that's gonna be the end of it. Straight revoking your membership. One day I'm trying to have a wife and kids, so I just can't live my life like this. And I ain't trying to know what lifeless is, so I just can't live my life like this. I want the gold chains and diamond rings, but I just can't live my life like this. And sometimes I just wanna light this flip, but I just can't live my life like this.
Niggas wanna know what I'm about. I'm about blowing loud on the block 40. Glock 40 in the politician mouth. I take the competition, I'll commission with my composition. Who to get spitting behind the bars like a composition? Gotta give them time to listen. They'll soon bump to it, they'll like me. I kick it like Nike, they'll soon adjust to it. But if you hate, I know you must do it. I ain't mad at you, I keep my attitude on school. Know your buck should do it. I'm out for presidents to represent me. Your shit keep messaging me. Who the best is MC? They be mentioning me. Too hot, I be molesting the beat. Fuck mad, teach nigga. Smith and Wesson's off of the street. So first class be a lesson for me. But what you teach it for the regions. I fly it over regions, reaching all time highs, but Jesus can't reach it. Send to me and get the recipe to make you rest in peace. This is for my niggas, killers, $100 billets on the block and the rock spot. Glock cock, watching out for cops, all about they cheddar. Young guns know nothing that's better. Like fuck a prison letter, those with reddish letters to the letters. Relish fetish is his menaces. One descendant of his percentages. If you ain't prejudiced, you still a nemesis. Smoking on the clematis, get open like a precedent. Now your presence is on the premises for them precedents. Rhapsody be the genesis for where they think the terror is. They linking terrorists from the start, they linking terrorists. They on that record shit, they leave you left for the dead. Kids don't play, they'll erase your head in the race for the bread. Children on the corner slinging some red, popping some meds. Shakes me so deep in cover, they be chasing the feds. I be backstage, dripping haze, breaking my leg. My folks was making the best when they was making it back. Motherfucker. One day I'm trying to have a wife and kids, so I just can't live my life like this. And I ain't trying to learn what lifeless is, so I just can't live my life like this. I want the gold chains and diamond rings, but I just can't live my life like this. And sometimes I just want to light this spliff, but I just can't live my life like this.
You are tuning into the fix, all things hip hop, with your girl Chantel. Let's play another song.
Pimpin', dragging on swagger, VVS is very vertebrae, snapping, lights flashing, a manicured appearance, concealing the shattered spirit, Jim sneering out the paradox prism, the palace as the prison,
retail religion, red carpet constriction. Freedom is the fiction. Is nigga race specific? Is race really existing? Man, get the bag, you trippin'. Go ahead, partner, hit this, sip this. Wishlist, hitlist, top 10, shitlist, bitchlist, tricklist, playmate, playboy, flip side, same coin, big fun, but no joy. Yuck, oh boy, hot girls, cold heart, tax man like the Taliban and ISIS. No relation to class of Osiris, kissing cousins to the climate, gas prices, killer climate, yikes. Sucker mean mugging, who the nicest? I promise death notice what they life is. They tap in, they tap out like a tabloid typist. They touch too tiny to the titan. Y'all S double lion, conquering lion, not the liar. Seek the garden, flee the fire.
One, two, three, four.
Are tuning into The Fix, all things hip-hop with your girl Chantel. Welcome. We are starting the new year right. There is so much happening in our hip-hop news world, so we're going to take on a couple things that have been going on, and I just wanted to touch base with some of these. One in particular that has been buzzing for the last couple months has been the whole Remy Ma and Easy the Block Captain. So back when Easy the Block Captain was called out in a battle rap by John the Don, letting them know that there was some speculation to Remy and Easy being a couple. So in a recently leaked audio clip seems to show Easy having a conversation with his alleged affair with a New York native, claiming that they've been having a sexual relationship that her husband, Papoose, found out about. Reportedly, the audio was shared by a rapper. In this clip, Easy the Block Captain's real name, Anthony Brown, seems to confess that his speculated boo told him to keep quiet about their alleged relationship, but it eventually got out. He claimed that Papoose confronted him and hit him in the face over the affair, adding, "Yo, we was fucking with each other. She was cheating on him, such and such, whatever happened. I should have known. Me being in fucking New York, me being at Rem John, I know I'm fucking his girl," he says. "I knew that this man should have been plotting on me because I would have been doing the same thing." If you recall, Remy Ma, real name is Remini Hyun Mackie, and Easy sparked dating rumors after the two were spotted out together over the summer. Shortly after the battle, rapper Geechee Gotti straight up accused the conceited artist of cheating on her husband Papoose, real name Shame Lee Mackie, who she's been married to for 15 years. The couple also shared a young daughter together. At the time, reports stated that after the battle rap was over, Papoose and Easy got into a fight. This is presumably the incident Easy was ranting about in the newly leaked audio. However, all parties, with the exception of Papoose, later denied that there was any truth to the situation. So this has been something that people have been talking about for some time now. And by the looks of it, we've seen, if you look at any social media outlets, you've seen Papoose out, you've seen Remy out, but you haven't seen them out together. And for a very long time, people aspired to be just like them because they were the excellence of the black love. And there's a lot of mixed emotions with people stating, you know, that this man held her down while she was in jail for so long. And for her to do something like that, you know, just really shows character, but we don't know what's going on. So we'll tune in to the latest drama spilling over and kind of figure out as we go. The next time we jump on, hoppefully somebody, either Remy or Papoose, will talk about it. And if not, then it'll just be speculation until then. Another big deal is this Cat Williams on Club Shay Shay's podcast. Cat Williams went on Shay Shay's podcast to talk about everything. He went on to talk about Kevin Hart. He went on to talk about Steve Harvey. He went on to talk about Kanye West and Illuminati and his role in the Ice Cube movie. And one in particular has sparked a lot of people's issues, which was that Steve Harvey hated on Bernie Mac, and that was a big thing. If everyone recalls, probably back in sometime late 90s, early 2000s, Bernie, they had the King of Comedies. Kings of Comedy featured D.L. Hughley. It featured Cedric the Entertainer. It featured Bernie Mac. And then the ending was Steve Harvey. A lot of people, it was called the Kings or the Kangs of Comedy. But Cat Williams was saying that it was supposed to be that Steve was supposed to close out that show and it was supposed to be his big break. And basically everybody was opening up for him. But what ended up happening is that Bernie Mac took over that because his next to Cedric's were like the most remembered comedy skits of everything. So Ed Lover confirms that Cat Williams claims that Steve Harvey hated on Bernie Mac. Ed Lover has seemed to confirm that Cat Williams' claims about Steve Harvey and his difficulties with Bernie Mac were true. The legendary DJ dropped a new episode of his Come On Son podcast on Friday, January 5th, where he backed up Williams' story that the comedian shared in the latest episode of Club Shay Shay's podcast. He, Williams, goes on to say that he was supposed to be one of the kings of comedy. That they approached him after Bernie passed, he said in the episode, but he didn't want to go on the Kings of Comedy tour because Steve Harvey's treatment of Bernie Mac. And he has a lot of respect for Bernie Mac, him referring to Cat Williams. And after explaining that he had been a friend of Bernie Mac until the day he died, Ed Lover continued, the stuff that Cat Williams said about Steve Harvey, calling to try to get Bernie's role on Ocean's 11 and that kind of stuff, Bernie told me out of his own mouth that that wasn't true. I believe Bernie Mac when he said Steve Harvey hated on him, he concluded. So that was one of the biggest things. Cat Williams certainly shook the table with his appearance on Club Shay Shay. If you haven't seen it, it's about a two-hour podcast. And when I tell you he spills the tea, he spills the tea. He appeared Thursday, January 4th, but he saved most of his vitriol for Steve Harvey, the same Steve that went to go watch Mark Curry do a whole sitcom and then stole everything Mark Curry had, he said. In the interview, now Steve got a sitcom where he's the principal, he wears a suit, and then he gets this high top fade making all black men think he's got the best lineup in the business, and it's a man's unit. He continued, then you ask him why you're not a movie star. I don't want to be a movie star. This is the same Negro that hated on Bernie Mac with the same thing. There are 30,000 new scripts in Hollywood every year. Not one of them asked for a country bumpkin black dude that can't talk good and look like Mr. Potato Head. There ain't none you have to have. There ain't none. You have to have range. During the almost three-hour conversation, Williams also took a shot at Ludacris by claiming he landed his role in the Fast and Furious franchise by making a deal with the Illuminati. He says, so there was a crossroad where we were both invited to an Illuminati thing, and it had to be one or the other of us, and the decisions had to be made, he said. So it was both of us. We were equal. One of us had to cut off all the hair and couldn't do the sideburn thing no more with the points. He added, and the next person they said was going to get $200 million because they were going to pay him $10 million a movie to do 20 movies. And that's how the conversation happened. One of those people turned out to be Ludacris, and the other one turned out to be Cat Williams. The Friday after Next Star made things more personal by saying the rapper ended up with a light-skinned, ugly-faced wife. Ludacris hit back hours later by spitting a not-so-subliminal freestyle over Kanye West's Devil in a New Dress, in which he addressed Williams' Illuminati claims. It says, never been Illuminati, only Illuminati. And I only left with bitches when coming from any party. Now I'm married with kids, the evolution of life, never been a clout chaser, never say shit for likes, he rapped in a video that was filmed in the studio. So we are now seeing so many people jump at Cat Williams. Cedric the Entertainer has responded back. Kevin Hart has responded back. Tiffany Haddish has responded back. So there's so much going on with that. And, you know, some people say that he's a mad rapper and that he's just talking out of his ass and that everything he's saying is a lie because, you know, he didn't get where he needed to. And then some people are saying that he is the voice and that he is telling the honest truth. So if you want more, you know, we can touch on some of their responses. Let's talk about... So I have a few that we can talk about. Ludacris was definitely one of them that responded, and I thought it was so dope. For me, I just felt like the way that he did it was very gentlemanlike. Tiffany Haddish also said the same thing. It was more so of the fact, like, you know, I wish he would tell all of the story and not just half of the story, basically saying, like, all of what he's saying, so she's basically saying that some of them is true, but not everything he's saying is correct. So Cedric the Entertainer came out and just spoke on his behalf of saying that his one joke does not make him, that one joke does not make it his whole career, that basically, you know, so what if he stole a joke? He's got multi-million dollar deals. This is coming from Cedric. It says he has multi-million dollar deals. That little one joke, get over it, basically. Kevin Hart said, you know, you need to get up off, you know, get that anger off your chest and let that go. Mark Curry also had explained how basically Steve Harvey did steal all his stuff. He says that, you know, he went to do a comedy do a stand-up at a comedy show and did a whole material about putting him in a box and saying that they worked for UPS. And he said that that was real life, like that really happened to him. And if you go to the Jasmine brand on Instagram, it shows where Steve Harvey on his own show tried to take that same joke. So It's a lot of it coming out, and I just feel like I think he's getting more of the flack because he's being honest and he's speaking his truth, and people don't like that. And whenever they're talking about their truth, they're always led to be known as crazy. So we're going to go to one more, and we're going to move on back to the music. So I know this is not going to make, like, no one's really going to give a shit about this, but I found this tickling to my stomach. Iggy Azalea finally gives up rapping. Like, she never could rap anyways. But let's touch base, because I definitely want to see what it is. So Iggy Azalea has seemingly quit the music industry. The fantasy rapper told her followers on X, formerly known as Twitter, that she has stopped work on her next album because she wants to pursue other creative interests. She goes to say, in truth, what I've known for a long time is I feel more passionately about design and creative direction than I do about songwriting. She wrote in a lengthy joke post, jokes aside, I do spend a lot more time on that part of things because I'm more confident at that. Iggy continued, that's why I want to let you know that I'm not going to finish my album. It's been pushed for a few months while I'm giving direction for a different project. And in truth, I just haven't felt the urge to go back to it. I feel really happy and passionate in my day-to-day life with my mind focused on that. And so I want to stick to what's undeniably best for me. Iggy, girl, we wish you the best of luck. Ain't nobody gave a shit whether you came or gone. You had one hit song and it wasn't even that good. So honestly, you are doing hip-hop a huge favor. I just thought it was funny that she felt like she needed to make an exit post. Sweetheart, nobody cares. So with that being said, we are going to jump back into the music. This is Chantel. You're tuning into The Fix, and we'll come right back at you with all things hip-hop.
Yeah, all right, my flow sinister. This ain't rap music, this straight literature. Small-minded nigga, all your ideas miniature. They tend to hate on you when they can't get rid of you. I ain't going nowhere, 20-year career minimum. Call hit boy for beats, ask for 10 of them. I don't follow trends, my nigga, I swing the pendulum. If the bitch bag a dick shit, I'm gon' give her some. Let's reflect times, I try to collect minds from complex rhymes. And by the way, shout out Tech N9ne. Go and shut the fuck up, just let me talk, nigga. I'm a time bomb that's waiting to go off, nigga. Quite nuclear, amazing what fame could do to ya. Too peculiar, although I'm truly a renaissance starter. My mind divine, this should take me a lot farther. Growing up, should I really have beef with my father? But why bother explaining my feelings? Try harder, but either way, they gon' paint you the villain. 8 months with no phone, dog, we aiming for brilliance. High level maintaining the building, nigga, we making a killing. Alright, my flow sinister. This ain't rap music, this straight literature. Small-minded nigga, all your ideas miniature. They tend to hate on you when they can't get rid of you. A wise man told me that silence never betrayed him. Keep your mouth shut, cause niggas got ultimatum. Stupid situations, the tongue often creates them. The motor mouth nigga is usually causing mayhem.
Lil' tune, flow sinister, I'ma finish him. Many men gon' need ministers, I'm a man in them. Enemies, I'm the enema, I'ma shit on them. Just like my keys, drop my genitals on a dental work. My thoughts I keep confidential, it's consequential. Philosophies unidentical, I'm not into ya. My Siamese brother Benjamin, that's how I stick to him. These diamond beads, all VVs, I call them Vivica. Skating underneath a bridge, stay hustling as it is. Make money, feed the kids, ain't nothing in the fridge. Wake up, repeat the sins, 8 blunts, I need a 10. Stay muddy to the lid, 800.
Yeah, alright, my flow sinister. This ain't rap music, this straight literature. Small-minded nigga, all your ideas miniature. They tend to hate on you when they can't get rid of you. I ain't going nowhere, 20-year career minimum. Call hit boy for beats, ask for 10 of them. I don't follow trends, my nigga, I swing the pendulum. If the bitch bag a dick shit, I'm gon' give her some. Yeah, alright, my flow sinister. Yeah, alright, my flow sinister. Yeah, alright, my flow sinister. Never lied in my rhymes, you can go ask Jennifer. That's my mom's name. I create and find change. My mind frame ensures that forever I'll reign. Motherfucker.
Everybody put their Glocks in there or something. Put your shit up. You got a stick on your shit. You got a 50 on your shit. Put your shit in there or something. Aye.
Last out, we caught was at the store, he had disgrace me. Lil' bro hopped out tripping with that switchy, he didn't face me. They shot, they couldn't save me. We the ones getting busy up in the city, that's on my baby. They block like a drive-thru, ask the ops how much we slide through. Ain't beefing but you, they family, you get caught, then you gon' die too. Hold on, stop the whip. Let me out, this chopstick gon' leave him open like a zip. Dizz him up, tell buddy no mask to come and pick him up. Niggas faking, acting like they thug like till we hit him up. A lot of niggas don't like him. What? I ain't even did shit. Make his bitch take dick to the head. I ain't even hit yet. How you mad she choosing me? I like what she do to me. She say she feel safer over here. This where the shooters be. She say ain't no paper up over there. Shit, she barely eating. Can barely feed herself. She told me help. This nigga barely feed me.
How you mad she choosing me? You a dive, you know what she was doing to me. We been swiping spit for a little while. This shit ain't new to me. Acting like I'm chasing her or something. She be pursuing me. Can't hold you. She be telling me all the time. She wish that you was me. I ain't with that messy shit. I barely a Tesla bitch. I can't even brag about these thoughts. That shit be effortless. Red and white Ferrari, I come through fresh as a peppermint. Ain't caught up in that other shit. They tripping on black excellence. Hold up, jet. 754 show, I gotta go. Can't miss this check. Travel all around the globe, know what I want with no regrets. She feel safe with us whenever she with gang and make her wet. Yeah.
We don't do the social tweet. These niggas too internet. Going live trying to talk about who got shot. We don't get into that. Can you leave it up in the streets for me? I ain't trying to go to jail. Keep mentioning my name in all of your posts. It ain't hard to tell. If you get smoked, they gon' come looking for me. Nigga, you dumb as hell. This bitch think I love her. Who we? She must be drunk as hell. I can't love no slug bitch. I love how they suck dick. Once I get my nut off, bitch, I'm skating like some truck fit.
That's on me, baby.
Shot on the beat.
Yeah, you can snooze if you wanna, but not on me, baby. And no, I ain't taking no loss. Yeah, I got heat, baby. No, I don't know nothing about those. No, I don't sleep, baby. You niggas ain't guessing me, nigga. Yeah, I'm on E, baby. Got all designer on me. That's on me, baby. 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 All these diamonds on me. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. Keep that auto on me. Yeah, that's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. You know it ain't gassing me, nigga. Hey, I'm on E, baby. Hey, I'm on lean, baby. Hey, brick holding, baby. Yeah. I told he, baby. Hey, double G's, baby. Hey, hold my jeans, baby. Yeah. Be my peace, baby. Hey, if you won't be, baby. Hey, then you can leave, baby. Yeah. I don't sleep, baby. Hey, I'm so street, baby. Hey, solo key, baby. Yeah. And I don't guess at me, nigga. I told the little niggas I'm finna boss up. These people will laugh at me, nigga. They say, little yellow, you too floss up. These niggas is after you, nigga. But I ain't backing that for no nigga. Flip your ass back with little nigga. Yeah, you can snooze if you wanna, but not on me, baby. And no, I ain't taking no loss. Yeah, I got heat, baby. No, I don't know nothing about those. No, I don't sleep, baby. You niggas ain't guessing me, nigga. Yeah, I'm on E, baby. Got all designer on me. Baby, yeah, that's on me, baby. Yeah, that's on me, baby. Yeah. These niggas be lying on me. That's on me, baby. Yeah, that's on me, baby. Yeah, that's on me, baby. Yeah. No Twitter, but these niggas follow me. Keep that follow me. They talking about robbing me. Keep 100, bitch, you ain't got a lot of me. The same nigga robbing me, I thug with him private. I don't talk my business, keep my shit private. Can't go behind bars, got a family that rely on me. And a nigga too north, so the pistol right on side of me. I act out violently, nigga move silently. Never been a puss, so that shit ain't side of me. Nigga want war, gon' start a robbery.
Young nigga doing numbers, you'll think I hit the lottery. Baby girl swallow me, deep throat goggle me. Room around the city, that some pussy nigga shot at me. But I was out of town, yeah, seemed like a lot of me. And the money that you counting up, that shit ain't a lot to me. Fuck a shoe, mean boy, gangsta in my jeans, boy. Walking in shoe that you ain't never seen, boy. I don't like talk, say the chopper got a beam, boy. If bitch get the fuck, yeah, hit a nigga spleen, boy. Ain't too much power, say make a nigga lean, boy. Next year's a drug, yeah, I heard you a green, boy. Mixing this red with a little bit of green, boy. Play with me if you want it, it'll be a crime scene, boy.
Yeah, you can sleep if you want it. But not on me, baby. And no, I ain't taking no loss. Yeah, I got heat, baby. No, I don't know nothing about those. No, I don't sleep, baby. You niggas ain't guessing me, nigga. Yeah, I'm on E, baby. Got all design on me. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. These niggas be lying on me. That's on me, baby. 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 Keep that item on me. Yeah, that's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby.
I'm off the stoop with it. Tell me why do you dream? There ain't no proof in it. They say the world is flat. How do you groove in it? You really wasting your time. That's if you lose to it. Never lose to it. I'm off the stoop with it. Tell me why do you dream? There ain't no proof in it. I see you reaching for stars, but they too distant. You really wasting your time. That's if you lose to it. Never lose to it. Hey yo, a tree grown in Brooklyn. I know you heard it before. Have you heard about the drawing that's painted over a wall on a mirror of a man that was destined to fall? But bedded all in red and recovered it all. Every thought, every dream, every goal, every praise. The frustrations that's mixed with growing pains. I'm a cactus, you a rose, my boy. We don't grow the same. The past is the past. I understand that we grow in vain. They know the name every time I'm in the space. I broke these Timbs in from 105th to 108th. From Clarkson to St. John's, even Park Place. Was in the park after dark on monkey bars. I've been the ape. I jumped off the stoop into different time zones. I made it through some things that had my mind blown. We going up in the green like the Dow Jones until the others moved in and tried to steal our brownstone. I'm off the stoop with it. Tell me why do you dream? There ain't no proof in it. They say the world is flat. How do you groove in it? You really wasting your time. That's if you lose to it. Never lose to it. I'm off the stoop with it. Tell me why do you dream? There ain't no proof in it. I see you reaching for stars, but they too distant. You really wasting your time. That's if you lose to it. Never lose
yeah.
to it.
I had 10 toes down till I had a major slip, thinking that it was a trick. While laying down and sick, I admitted I was thinking about some crazy situations, seeking out accommodations just to alter conversations about my current vibes that were televised on repeat like a season of uncovered lies, trying to see the point of view from my third eye, cause this ain't it and now it's trying to let my soul fly. So I had to pull the trigger, making moves to a figure, cause the math wasn't mapping, so I had to reconfigure all the pieces in my life to help me opposite of bigger, you know, new profession, building back my essence while my happiness is present in my actions. While I'm stepping off the stoop, well improved for the greatness I'ma do in this lifetime, extending my lifeline, moving through the city like I own it, like my timeline, I'm going,
I'm
you know.
I'm off the stoop with it. Tell me why do you dream? There ain't no proof in it. They say the world is flat. How do you groove in it? You really wasting your time. That's if you lose to it. Never lose to it. I'm off the stoop with it. Tell me why do you dream? There ain't no proof in it. I see you reaching for stars, but they too distant. You really wasting your time. That's if you lose to it. Never lose to it.
Wu-Tang style.
The U and Wu-Tang is for what?
Static, you a piece, bruh. Cashmere peacoats. Fella caught a fortune off a casino. Wigging out, I'm giving out free smoke. Hater love to doubt ace. I live in the kitchen baking pound cakes. Supreme clientele, never clout chase. Global mogul, ex-lover, I ain't trying to hold you. Watch me gain power like I changed in the phone booth. Low brim, soldier slim, cover me, I'm going in. Fucking with him, they gon' notify your closest kin. Static on the track, like an old dusty 45. Static on my back, stack the old rusty 45. You caught the vibe, that's on any given Sunday. Ready with the drum play, I'm heavy with the feng shui. I must say, I'm up now, in spite of all my goals, they try to shut down. I'm still worth millies on the bus down, so savage. Total my average, that's ghost status. Addict, feening for these lines, that's a coke habit.
Yo, ghost legal. Like the diamonds on a handle on a desert eagle. I pop like an old record with a thin needle. I got verses in the safe written in Hebrew. Back bourbon and whiskey, lemon 7 and Quaaludes. Had 1,000 wobbles on the cover of my debut. Daytona 500 in a Babe Ruth. 95, the first nigga with a Jesus. I jumped ship, I chose Tito's on the Grey Goose.
What we doing? The quarter of a chase, pulling up new ones. The chain with the sheepdog on. Reasley brewing these individuals who got change, you barely knew them. Since my nigga took off the stock and cast the cooling your fire sour with gasoline burners light up. Any microphone in the mix get lit right up. Kip power, everything is sell for a sick dollar. Crashing up Cullinan's Royce, give me a holler, yo, the greatness. Sorta like tapes in the Matrix. All butter soft shit on, you know the way bitches the pharaohs. Only rock gold at the galas. Champagne wars with sneaky whores, we smell them. Rip rap, any adversary, I twist that. All I need again is a drunk dick and a kickback. You know them niggas, yup, woo niggas. When it come to partnership, parking shit, sharks and
if
shit.
If I ride with ya, vibe with ya, I side with ya. This is my scripture, next to greatness is my picture. I don't like bitches, but trick a finger, just my flick it. Take your life in them, guys with you can die with ya. I'm a fly figure, network in the nine figures. Like I'm lying if you know when that line hit you. Draw the line, mister, get out of line, you line skipper. You get line quicker, I'm fitting all of you line snippers. Shot calling, but y'all triggered the shawl business. The park killing the slum village, we all dealers. And y'all feel us the feeling, feel like we all members, like we all winners. Unless I'm hungry, then y'all dinner. Yum, finger licking sound of the drum. When I'm money hungry, lick my finger counting my funds. Take a finger from me, well then I'ma count on my thumb. Or count on my accountant when I'ma count on my one.
You are tuning into This Is Your Girl, Chantel. Let's break down what we've played so far. In the very beginning, we played Where I Belong with Joy Badass, Jid, Star featuring Yasmin Bey, Isaiah Rashad, Headshots. We played Sinister featuring Lil Wayne, Sleazy World by GoFlow, That's On Me by Yellow Breezy, Only by Static, Skelta, Method Man, and Inspector Deck. We also played Off the Stoop with Luminous and J-Dot. Let's get back into the new year of new things and new drama with hip-hop. This just came out not too long ago, and it was kind of like, I think it probably came out yesterday. Not most rappers know about him. Well, no, if you're a rap head, and if you've known rap, you know rapper BG. Everybody knows rapper BG. Rapper BG was from the South. He was around Lil Wayne, a few other heads as well. But he was back in that time. And supposedly, he made a new diss record that just recently came out, I want to say as far as maybe yesterday, the day before, where he was talking shit about Lil Wayne. So it says New Orleans rapper BG clearly still has some animosity towards his former label mates, Lil Wayne. The musician was recently featured on new music along with Finesse 2 times that included a crystal clear shot at his fellow rapper. Lil Wayne, BG, real name Christopher Noel Dorsey, 843, dropped the bar on the new track titled Gang Staffed. On the record, he was reportedly discussing things that happened during his time while incarcerated. And he rapped, "My man Boosie went home and my dog is steady blowing. My man Wheezy steady touring, but his bitches and it's showing. I'm still a living legend, don't act like you don't know." So this caused a full controversy about him being locked up and in prison and not getting, I guess, any love from Lil Wayne. The lyrics comes as BG, a.k.a. Baby Gangster, gets back into the music following his release from prison a few months back. If you recall, he was sentenced to 14 years back in 2012 after pleading guilty to 2 counts of possession of a firearm and 1 count of conspiracy to obstruct justice. Reportedly, the arrest stemmed from a 2019 traffic stop where he was driving a vehicle with an unregistered weapon and then pressured his associate into false claiming the firearms were his. As recently reported, he served 11 years before his release on probation. As far as his beef with Wayne goes, the two have famously been at odds with each other since ending their time as bandmates. Both BG and Lil Wayne, real name Dwayne Michael Carter, 41, were signed to Birdman's Cash Money Records at the tender ages of 11 and 12. I'm sure if you guys ever look them up, you guys would know who I'm talking about. They performed as a duo together before becoming part of the New Orleans-based The Group Hot Boys, which also features rappers like Juvenile and Turk. The two reportedly fell out, however, following BG's exit from the label, which was reportedly due to him being upset with Birdman over money issues. While BG has since seemed to have made amends with the Cash Money founder, he clearly is harboring some ill will towards Wayne. Social media users have since been reacting to the diss, mourning their hopes for a Cash Money reunion tour, while some clown BG's diss and others thank him for the potential for potentially drawing something special out of the Milli artist if he chooses to fire back. Some people go on to say we should thank him because he's going to bring something out of Mr. Carter. BG's still rapping like he got it. That beefing shit is old, though. They beef and get right every few years. Just appreciate the history y'all made together and grow up. Someone else on Twitter says, haha, why is he giving him strays? Someone else says, well, there goes the reunion tour. Someone else says BG just lost the last 40 fans he had left with this song. So it's just funny because, like I said, the people who have been following Cash Money Records and knows about BG and Lil Wayne, who knows, it might spark out something where it, you know, does bring Lil Wayne out of retirement and has him, you know, bounce back and see what he comes out with. So that was just interesting. Another one that I really wanted to talk about that kind of took me off guard was a rapper, and his name is Viper. Can't tell you if a lot of people know about him, but I am going to give you some backstory about this because this is kind of something that definitely threw me for a loop. I don't know this man. So to kind of hear this or read this story was kind of had me taken aback. So Houston rapper Viper arrested for allegedly kidnapping and holding women captive for years. He's an older gentleman. I don't really know where he's from. So the rapper is currently being held at a Harris County jail and expected to see the judge on Monday, which is going to be this Monday, January 8th. Houston rapper Viper, real name Leonard Lee Carter, was arrested by local police Thursday, January 4th on charges of aggravated kidnapping. According to the Houston Chronicle, Carter allegedly held a woman captive in his South Houston home for years. He's currently being held at a Harris County jail and expected to see the judge on Monday. As explained in the court documents, Houston Police Department officers responded to a complaint at Carter's home in April 2023. The caller, who reported a kidnapping in process, turned out to be Carter's alleged victim, who said she'd been held against her will for at least 4 to 5 years. The woman and officer continued communicating through a window on the far side of the home where an attached garage stood. She alleged Carter kidnapped her while she was panhandling off of Geno Road. The woman told the officer she was struggling at the time, and when she was approached by Carter, she willingly got in the car. With that, the woman told the police Carter kept her locked up in the garage for years, feeding her drugs, including crack cocaine and chips, while sexually assaulting her regularly, repeatedly, and depriving her of a working bathroom or shower. On occasion, Carter would let her into his home to bathe, but then return her to confinement. The woman was able to break through the garage window and crawl out of the structure at one point, but police took her to the hospital and soon released her back to Carter. Wow. Following the incident, Carter allegedly boarded up the interior of the garage window and threatened her with physical violence if she ever did it again. The woman was allowed to use Carter's laptop April 7, 2023, where she used a TextNow app to dispatch police to the home. Officers described the disabled woman as about 5'2", roughly 70 pounds, and was clearly malnourished. This is insane. After the garage was pried open by the Houston Fire Department, authorities discovered a mattress covered in fresh vomit, bags of chips and Twinkies, and a makeshift toilet and dripping faucet. The woman's hair was crusty and her clothes were filthy dirty. She told police she begged Carter to release her from captivity every day, and she basically just survived off snacks, which is absurd to me. So people don't know him, and I'm sure, like, I don't want to look up his music because I've never heard of this man before. He's best known for his 2008 album called You Cowards Don't Even Smoke Crack. Honestly, I hope somebody makes him their bitch in jail and he gets what he deserves every day of his life, because for you to do that to a woman because you knew you could is fucking beyond me. Wow. So that was crazy. If you want to know more about that, you can go into All Things Hip Hop and look that up. I want to touch base on something that Meek Mill did earlier this week that was causing a little bit of controversy. Nothing big, but D1 praises Meek Mill for a tweet about being gangster. It's going to have a domino effect. So D1 has shown love to Meek Mill, claiming that the Philadelphia rapper set off a chain of events that will lead to something bigger in the culture. In a video posted to Instagram on Friday, January 5th, D1 said that a new tweet of Meek had sparked a long overdue conversation. Big salute to at Meek Mill, he wrote in the caption. Some haters and some blogs don't want to see love and support, but that's exactly what this is. Stating big facts that will have a domino effect. Let's be smart and we can all win, you dig? A shift is happening. So there was a video for that. While it usually takes time for a huge culture shift to happen, D1 may have made a point. The Dream Chaser CEO took to Twitter on Tuesday, January 2nd, with a New Year's resolution for millions of fans. Meek wants kids to hit the books and utilize school and education as their way out instead of hustling in the streets to survive. Being gangster will get you hurt, put in jail, or killed. Being smart will get you out of poverty and your family and friends living better, he wrote. It's no comparison. Being smart is the only solid way out the trenches. Everything else is wide-range life risk just to survive. Fans flooded Meek Mill's replies, some pleading with him to take his advice when it comes to his, at times, violent lyrics. Remember the next time you write, Meek, no more, I got 100 shooters in my block. There's a straight line between the hit records out here and the new headlines. We all can do better. Meek is gearing up for a major 2024 release after he claimed on IG last month that he was getting ready to eat it up this new year. The Philly rapper closed out 2023 with a huge legal victory with his reformed alliance, helped pass a Senate bill to change Pennsylvania's probation laws for the benefit of former inmates. Senate Bill 838 will provide necessary forms to Pennsylvania's prohibition rules, making it easier for the formerly incarcerated to abide by them and to hopefully prevent division. So with that being said, you know, this is where I kind of want to touch base real quick before we go back into the music, is a rapper supposed to do what a rapper is supposed to do, and that's do music. And it's just like when you write poetry, they're going to write things, and it's not that everything should be taken to this literal expectancy of them. Just like poets say things in their poetry, it's not always in the literal sense. May it have some truth, or maybe there might be something to it, yes. I do think that what Meek wanted to do and what Meek was trying to do was show kids, I've already been through this. I went through a hell of a time. If anybody's ever seen his documentary, like, you would know that Meek Mill was definitely shitted on for a very long time with a judge that had it out for him. So if he's trying to tell kids this, there's no need for somebody to say, well, maybe you should look at yourself and your music before you say that. Music is music, just like comedy is comedy, just like movies are movies. Not everything you have to follow. So I hope that that touches a lot of people, and I hope that, you know, with D1 saying it and putting it out there for people to see, that kids in this hip-hop industry that are coming up into this will realize that you don't have to be a tough gangster. and some people like the smart, real hip-hop, like a Kendrick Lamar, like a J. Cole. So let's get back into the music. It sucks not having a co-host today. I'm sorry, y'all. There'll be a co-host coming soon. We got new things on the way. This is a new year with a new fix. So let's get back to the music. All things hip-hop with The Fix, your girl Chantel.
For the young handsome fellas who reign now and forever. Bless sounds so clever. Let's crown my brother preeminence. Triggerman sentences whenever S-O-N represent. Hands high like mescaline. Get your head to spin. Pass the mic to my next of kin.
Expect the impeccable. Blowing out oregano. Independent icon. Send it to your nylon.
I'm gone. I got purple to roll. You gotta stick around like you working the dough. I can tell by how you sound that for certain you slow. I wouldn't show. Now I see a lot of proof that you weak about the poop.
You ain't speaking about the truth. We gon' beat it out of you. Knocking clean about his shoes, that's what we about to do.
Uh-huh, send him home on the gurney with a hernia. Serve his attorney with the furry from the courier.
What is this?
Phenomenal linguistic fitness. Pen dripping homicide all on my hit list.
I know what happened when a nigga fall on my shit list. For acting like bitches and getting all of my business.
Yeah, been plotting plans since mama had the sonogram. So astonished to spit, polish and chronograph. Authentic for the penance, penchant for penmanship. Turn me spin thread for expensive gifts.
Huh, my check burning incense, I lit this flip. It's not a risk for a bend or banana my clip.
About to flip as I stand with my hand on my dick. Hold the mic tight, mandible grip. Being hit, it's like when animals switch. Combatant attempts to straddle my fence. Imagine with this when I get at you.
Yeah, you know A plus, you know we nuts like a cashew. Cuss like a head coach and bust like a cat.
La 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 la.
Yeah, yeah. Words induced by the Krylon stream. The supreme king, speed of the ion beam. Puff coat thugs running cutthroat. Get your rug smoke like Bolivian coke. For living a hoax.
Huh. Is he the Pope? You dizzy as old Lindsay. Go against me, it's a slippery slope. Getting up close is chancy. You shifty and slow and can't see a pansy, now witness a pro.
I delivered a critical blow to cripple your flow. A minute ago you was tripping, nigga, what do you know? Don't interrupt me while I'm sipping on my Remy and Coke. I do him like a Kennedy instead of killing him slow.
Cause I'm a villain for show. Vintage built in the O. Your village is soaked by what's spilling from a reptilian throat. Build it and bill it at a billion a quote. Good as gold, shit'll get sold as soon as it's spoke.
Sundays is getting touched and scooped in my ice cream truck. Who cares?
Yeah, I learned Sonic.
What up, boo? Peace, your highness, yo, I'm lounging. Big dick style, y'all niggas is the flyers. Moves you're making, true five choosers, shaking out a race patient. You're looking good, fly coloration. Ghetto, them is your hometown. We could go the whole round. After that, I'm shooting downtown. I'm rocking hats and your wig is all intact. Who's that queen bee chick? High, curly, black. Freaks be moving and fly sneak. Two finger rings and go deep. And ain't afraid the whole heat. So when I step in the square, dear, you better have cream this shit. Freaking, then I can get.
Watch these rap niggas get all up in your guts. Prince vanilla butter, pecan chocolate deluxe. Even caramel sundaes is getting cucked. Scooped in my ice cream truck, who tears it up?
Black chocolate girl, wonder shape, round like thunder. Politic to your deficit step, give me your number. Your sexy, persuasive, tatas and thighs. Catch my eyes like highs, I want your bodily surprise. Double down some time, ice cream, you got me falling out like a cripple. I love you like I love my dick size, ooh baby, I miss you. Your sweet tender touches, take pulls off the duchess. Orgasm in my mind, stay masturbating your clutches. I want you for self like wealth, so play me closely. Bitches paranoia for this thing, who want the most of me? Only a hard dozen wanna be calling me cousin. Thirsty for my catalog, baby, shopping free of loving. Call me if you wanna get dug like the pockets. I jizz like a giant, break wounds out of the socket.
Wu-Tang in the cut, for real niggas what? It's the after party, your bitches wanna fuck. Watch these rap niggas get all up in your guts. Prince vanilla butter, pecan chocolate deluxe. Even caramel sundae is getting touched. Scooped in the ice cream truck, who tears it up? Ice cold bitches melt down when in my clutch. And want they titties sucked, ice cream. Yeah. Your guts. Prince vanilla butter, pecan chocolate deluxe. Even caramel sundae is getting touched. Scooped in the ice cream truck, who tears it up? Ice cold bitches melt down when in the clutch. They want their titties sucked. Ice cream. One love to my chocolate deluxes. Keep your nails done and your wigs tight. Load up. One love to my butter pecan Ricans for calling me Poppy. That's for red. One love to caramel sundae with the cherries on top. Yeah. And big up to my French vanillas. Polly Wu, Francais, Mi Amor, Merci, Wee Wee, Bon Bon, and all that good stuff. That good stuff.
Talking to man.
Check it out. Check it out. This here goes out to all the niggas that be fucking mad bitches and other niggas' cribs. Thinking shit is sweet. Niggas creep up on your ass. Live niggas respect it. Check it. I kick blows for ya. Kick down doors for ya. Even left all my motherfucking hoes for ya. Niggas think Frankie pussy whip. Nigga picture that with the Kodak. It's the Mac pack. We don't get down like that. Lay my game down quite flat. Sweetness, where you park that? Petiteness, but that ass fat. You got a body, make a nigga wanna eat that. I'm fucking with you. The bitch official though. Dick harder than the missile, yo. Try to hit it if she tripping, disappearing like Arsenio. Yo, the bitch push a double O with the five in front. Probably a cannabis stunt. Y'all drive in front. I'ma peel with her. Find a deal with her. She fuck around and steal, huh? Then we all get laced. Television, Versace heaven. When I'm up in them, the shit she kick. All the shit's legit. She get dick from a player off the New York Knicks. Nigga trick ridiculous. The shit was plus. She stressing me to fuck like she was in the rush. We fucked in his bed, quite dangerous. I'm in his ass while he play against the Utah Jazz. My 112 CD blast. I was passed. She came twice, I came last. Roll the grass. She giggled, saying I'm smoking on homegrown. Then I heard a moan. Honey, I'm home. Yup. Don't chrome for situations like this. I'm up in this broad, I know he don't like this. Now I'm like, bitch, you better talk to him before the fist put a spark to him. Fuck around, shit, get dark to him. Put a part through him, lose a major part to him. Arm, legs, he begging me to stop. But the cat getting closer, getting hot like a toaster. A cop's toast, Before my eyes could blink, she screams out, honey, bring me up something to drink. He go back downstairs, more time to think. My brain racing, he's telling me to stay patient. She don't know I'm cool as a fan, got in hands. I don't wanna blast her man, but I can and I will though. I'm trying to chill though, even though the situation looking kinda ill, yo. It came to me like a song I wrote. Told the bitch, give me a scarf, pillowcase, some rope. Got dressed quick, tied a scarf around my face. Broke the bitch up, gagged her mouth with the pillowcase. Played the cut, nigga coming on some love potion shit. Flashed the heat on him, he stood emotionless. Dropped the glass, screaming, don't blast. Here's the stash, 100 cash, just don't shoot my ass, please. Nigga pulling mad G's out the floor. Put sacks in the front of that sack. Hit the door, grab the keys to the 5. Call my niggas on the cell, bring some weed. I got a story to tell.
Y'all niggas ain't gonna believe what the fuck happened to me. Remember that bitch I left the club with, man?
Yeah.
Yo, I'm up in this bitch crib. This bitch fucking run them on Nick ass niggas and shit. I'm up in the spot, so I don't know. Which one of them 6'5 niggas? I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, I'm up in the motherfucking spot, so boom, I'm up in the pussy. Whatever. I thought some lie. I do creep stand up on some.
Get the fuck out.
Oh. It must have been rained out or something when it comes up in the spot.
Get the fuck out.
Somebody should have told me it would be like this, be like this, be like this. Somebody should have told me it would be like this, yeah. Life is a balance. You lose your grip, you can slip into an abyss. No doubt, you see these niggas tripping. Ego in charge of every move, he's a star. And we can't look away due to the days that he caught our hearts. He's falling apart, but we deny it. Justifying a half-assed shit he dropped, we always buy it. When he tell us he a genius, but it's clearer lately. It's been hard for him to look into the mirror lately. There was a time when this nigga was my hero, maybe. That's the reason why his fall from grace is hard to take. Cause I believed him when he said his shit was pure, ain't he? The type of nigga swear he real, but all around him fake. The women, the dick riders, you know the yes men. Nobody with the balls to say something to contest them. So he grows out of control. Until the person that he truly was all along is starting to show. Damn, wonder what happened. Maybe it's my fault for idolizing niggas based off the words they be rapping. When come to find out, these niggas don't even write they shit. Here's some new style bubbling up, then they bite this shit. Damn, that's what I get for lying to myself. Well, fuck it, what's more important is he's crying out for help. While the world's egging him on, I'm begging him to stop it. Playing his old shit, knowing he won't top it. False prophet. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. Be like this. Be like this. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. Be like this. False prophet. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. Be like this. Be like this. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. Yeah, fuck. I got a homie, he a rapper and he wanna win bad. He want the fame, the acclaim, the respect that's been had by all the legends. So every time I see him, he's stressing. Talking about niggas, don't fuck with him. This shit is depressing. And I know He so bitter he can't see his own blessings. Goddamn, nigga, you too blind to see you got fans, nigga. And a platform to make a classic rap song to change a nigga's life. But you too anxious living life, always worry about the critics who ain't never fucking did it. I write what's in my heart, don't give a fuck who fucking with it. But in a sense, I can relate. The need to be great turns into an obsession and keeps a nigga up late writing words, hoping people observe the dedication that stirs in you constantly. But intentions get blurred. Do I do it for the love of the music, or is there more to me? Do I want these niggas to worship me? False prophets. Somebody should have told me it would be like this, be like this, be like this. Somebody should have told me it would be like this, be like this. False prophet. Somebody should have told me it would be like this, be like this, be like this. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. Yeah, false prophet. These rappers insecure. They talk about being a man so much I finally understand that they ain't even sure about who they are and why they do this. Yes, I'm included in that category as a nigga who done had the glory. My highest moments come from telling all the saddest stories I've seen in my life. I be fiending the right songs that raise a hair on my arms. My lowest moments came from trying too hard to impress some niggas that couldn't care for more. Therefore, from here on out, my hair grow out. I care nothing about opinions. I wanna give hope like the fountains you throw pennies in. Hit the star, take your dip, make your wish. This is dedicated to the ones that listen to me on some faithful shit. I'm on some thankful shit, but the real God is in you, not the music you copping. I hear my old shit and know I can top it. False prophet. Somebody should have told me it would be like this, be like this, be like this. Somebody should have told me it would be like this, be like this. False prophet. Somebody should have told me it would be like this, be like this, be like this. Somebody should have told me it would be like this. False prophets.
Like the way she works, hey, she always puts me first, hey. And I know I've been around, but I swear you got the best on earth. He ain't keeping his hands up off my ass cheeks. I got something to give him, and if he asks me, I'm not feeling up, baby, I let him gas me.
Her ass fatter than fat, and she got good throw. Sit that cat on my lap, I give it good strokes. I might have to fly out to Mykonos, or maybe to Japan so I can hit her like a Michiro. She knows what the fuck is up, I don't gotta dumb it down. Tatted like Rihanna, pussy singing like it's run to town. I love her, she's a freak. I promise if I could, I fuck her 7 days a week. Face from the Middle East, ass from the West Indies. Sucking the soul up out of my body, rest in peace. Head got me wobbling, she know I got cameras. She said we should vlog it, I know she got stamina. She said start jogging.
Like the way she works, ayy. She always puts me first, ayy. And I know I've been around, but I swear you got the best on earth. Yeah, yeah.
On the floor and it's getting nasty. He ain't keeping his hands up off my ass cheeks. I got something to give him, and if he asks me, I'm not filling up, baby, I let him gas me. Light me up, light me up, light me up. I done seen the whole world and they knowing that hot as us. Bankroll, dankroll, they ain't really as loud as us. I be hoping that it's love, but it really just be the lust. Anything for a rush now, it's Van Nuys on a touchdown. It's a cold world, get a bust down. How you get my mind before my body and my trust now? He said life is too short and he think that we should fuck now. I think I'm finna break him, it's gonna be quick. He know I ride that dick till I get seasick. Wavy little bitch to talk that E shit. Nasty, but don't put nothing past me. Now I got the pussy and the power if you
like
ask me.
Like the way she works, ayy. She always puts me first, ayy. And I know I've been around, but I swear you got the best on earth. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I got drip on the floor and it's getting nasty. He ain't keeping his hands up off my ass cheeks. I got something to give him, and if he asks me, I'm not filling up, baby, I let him gas me.
You are tuning in with the fix, all things hip-hop, with your girl Chantel, doing it by myself today. But tune in, because we're trying to give you two Fridays, and there's always going to be different guests, and we're always going to have different people. But the new year, I'm starting off solo dolo. But we're going to get back into the fix. We got so much news, like, just so many things are happening. Everybody knows about the whole P. Diddy scandal and what's been going on. And I wanted to touch base because there was a couple people that were thrown into the mix of this, and TD Jakes is one of them. And he trends on social media as an unconfirmed TikTok reports rumors about Mega Preacher and Diddy's parties passively allegedly provides new evidence to the feds. So this is all new. You know, as he trends on social media, it looks like Diddy may not be the only one in the headlines. According to an unconfirmed viral TikTok report, Bishop T.D. Jakes is at the pulpit of a slew of heinous acts and a possibly incriminating email that has broke the internet. So if you don't know, TikTok recently erupted with chaos when a user named Just Nini brought attention to a new rumor surfacing amid songstress Cassie's explosive lawsuit against her former partner, music mogul Diddy. As previously reported last month, Cassie sued Diddy for alleged sex trafficking and abuse, among other things, throughout their over a decade-long relationship. Although they've since settled amicably, more groundbreaking information continues to hit headlines. The latest claim seemingly originated from a popular blogger on Tough News TV on YouTube. In a nearly 40-minute video, the commentary said that he received an alleged hit from an unknown individual who cited that Cassie has turned in Diddy's ex-children's mother, Kim Porter's, burner phone to the police. Allegedly, along with the device and a USB, Cassie provided exclusive video audio recordings of Diddy's supposed sex parties where he hosted, several powerful people in the industry over the years. The evidence was said to have been given to aid in her case against the Bad Boy Records founder. The insider recent email to Tough News read, Cassie has turned over a substantial amount of evidence to the feds. I'm told that after Cassie had a long conversation, confidential, you know, they won't say who, and her lawyer, she finally was convinced to give up the videotapes and audio recordings that contain footage of sex parties and other private gatherings that feature some pretty powerful and prominent people. And get this, she even gave up the burner phone and USB that belonged to Kim Porter with incriminating evidence against Diddy. This just keeps getting better and better. They continue later in the message mentioning 66-year-old Bishop T.D. Jakes, the connections of Diddy's sinister operations. He goes on to say in this email, I'm also told that multiple male escorts corroborated the fact that T.D. Jakes has slept with multiple men at Diddy's party and abroad, and they referred to him as being a power bottom. A power bottom. It has also been said that a young male has acquired a lawyer to represent him, said to sue Jakes for an incident that took place when he was just 16 years old. According to that email, the victim stated that he allegedly forced to perform fellatio on Bishop T. Jakes, but the incident never saw the light of day because his parents were granted hush money. Wow. The family of the unnamed male eventually left Jakes' megachurch, the Potter's House, in 2015. And there are pictures of T.D. Jakes and Diddy together. So if you've been following Jakes and Diddy for a while, then you know that the two men have been linked for quite some time. And as of now, everything is hearsay, but Diddy's empire is certainly under attack from all directions. Everybody knows Kim Porter died in 2018 from she had pneumonia. She and Diddy had an on-and-off-again romance in the late 90s to the mid-2000s. Together, they shared three biological children, Christian, and a set of twins, Jesse and Delilah. Diddy also acted as a father figure to Kim Porter's eldest son, Quincy, which is Albie Shore's son. Following her death, many have speculated that her passing was an attempt to cover up the dark side of Diddy's unruly practices behind the scenes that were said to have been documented in Porter's memoir that she had been working on for some time before her demise. They said that there was a prick in the back of her neck and that she was sick because of that, not because of the ammonia. But singer Jaguar White, which we've touched about on this show many a times, who was definitely a Cat Williams in the rap game. Cat Williams is more for you know, the comedy side of telling people, you know, businesses and unleashing all types of shit. Jaguar Wright is definitely in the music and has said some, she started like most of this shit about Diddy and had really spoke on a lot of the people in the game. And she's been very vocal about her sentiments in the interview in the past, alluding that she felt that Diddy may have had something to do with the tragedy. So she goes, not so long ago, she also revealed in an interview with the news personality Storm Monroe that Cassie and Porter had a sit-down before she died, which could account for Cassie allegedly having Porter's phone in her possession. No one believed Jaguar Wright when she spoke about Diddy years ago, and it's just funny to me. Additionally, in the Tough News, TV told that Porter knew of Diddy's good friend Jake's unconfirmed discretion. So Diddy and Jake's masked the real nature of their relationships both of them saying that their friendship was found on the basis of TD being a mentor to Diddy, according to a confidential person. Kim Porter said that TD was accused of sexually assaulting a young man back in 1983, which was a year or so after he got married to his wife. I'm told that the church was small and undeveloped, and that could be how the incident was covered up at the time. It's been said that a man threatening to come forward to expose Jake's in 1999 has abruptly completely fell off the face of the earth. Pastor says the guy was paid to keep quiet, and 2 years later, the man was found dead with a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. So this story is beyond fucking crazy. The shit that has opened up ever since Cassie was brave enough to come up, it just shows that a lot of these secrets are coming forward. And, you know, it's sad that people have been trying to say this for a long time, but because Diddy is this huge person in the industry and in the game, it just got swept under the rug. But whatever you do in the dark always comes to light. So I know now he is, and with all the deals that he's lost and all the people that have backed away from him, he's feeling the pressure. Let's move on to something else. Swiss Beatz and Alicia Keys are bringing their art collection to the Brooklyn Museum. So Swiss Beatz and Alicia Keys have offered the world plenty of original material, and they are now branching out to curating an exhibition of work by other artists. So on Friday, the power couple announced that their plan to display their private collection of paintings, sculptures, and more at the Brooklyn Museum Giant Art from the Dean Collection of Swiss Beatz and Alicia Keys will open up February 10th and will feature works by Gordon Parks, John Michael, Lauren Simpson, Ken Heed Wiley, Nina Chanel, Ebony, amongst others. Giants refers to several aspects of the Dean Collection, the renown of legendary artists that impacted of canyon expanding contemporary artists, and the monumental works by such creators as Derek Adams, Arthur Hoffa, and the venue's website shares. So immense pieces, including the largest ever, are paired with standouts such as Parks, semi-photographing Willie's revolutionary portraits, and other people's canvases. So the term also evokes the strength of the bonds between the deans and the artists they support and among the artists themselves, along with examining these links and legacies. The exhibition will encourage giant conversations. I have been dying to go to the Brooklyn Museum. I've been wanting to see, you know, exactly what it comes, you know, what entails with that. And I think that is super dope that they're going to do that. So that's something to look forward to. If you live in New York and are in Brooklyn, you'll be able to see this original material, and hopefully we'll get to see it somewhere on the social media site. What else do we got? Rick Ross explains why OGMC share the same top three GOATs, top three GOAT rappers. So let's talk about it. Let's get into them. Rick Ross has been gone for a while, but so Rick Ross listed his top three rappers of all time and explained why their names are so commonly named by OGMCs. Let's see what they are. Rick Ross shared his thoughts on why many OG rappers have the same three rappers as the top MCs of all time. During his recent live stream with Aiden Ross, the MMG Honcho revealed he has Notorious B.I.G., Tupac Shakur, and Jay-Z as his top three all-time, according to Rosé. Many of his peers have this same trio among their hip-hop goals because of their world success outside of the music industry. When you hear OGs like myself and other ninjas say those names so commonly, it's because they have had the biggest effect, Rick Ross explained. These ninjas that we've watched get rich, Jay, Puff, that was really the first generation that we watched get rich. He continued, because we've seen artists that were hugely successful, but were they extremely wealthy? We're not sure. Expressing his love for the group, Rosé referenced hip-hop pioneers from DMC as an example of extremely successful artists who didn't amass the riches of some of the rappers who came after them. It wasn't just music, Rick Ross added after mentioning his top three ghost ventures outside of rapping. They was doing a lot of other shit. So it's funny because I think a lot of people would say the same thing. The top three rappers, Jay, Tupac, and Big. But he says, if I want to put up $5 million, would you do that? You got versus him. So he's trying to see if he can get a great situation that is also a great business venture, to see who he could put up against each other. So, or who would say the same. With that being said, we're going to go back to music. Before I go back to music, let me tell you what we played. We played La La La, Souls of Mischief, Ice Cream by Raekwon. I Got a Story to Tell, but by Biggie, False Prophets by J. Cole, and Best on Earth by Russ. So we'll get back to the music, all things hip-hop, with your girl, Chantel, on the fix.
Yo, Pop, let's jump in the fight game, boy.
My nigga Bun B, you know we down with us. Dope Dog Doc, down with us. Every Grease Pimp, you know they down with us. Black Robin, A-Ball, down with us. MJ, you know we down with us. Be Legit and Be Easy, down with us. My nigga Young T, we down with us. Southside, nigga, and we down the bus. I'm number one. Too many niggas taking rap for a joke. You be up for 1 minute, and then the next you're flat broke. Rhyming about fly bitches, they told 100 folks. Once was fat, but now your bomb smoke, and now your gun hold. Got these niggas by your side, and the topic of your every conversation is let's ride. But take five, and then put all that porn to the side. But you know as well as I know, you don't wanna die, gives a fuck about the crew. What they wanna do, them niggas break the cocktail straps, we cock straps too. Then we blast on fools, fuck walls. We smoke sticks too, like Black Ross. We spray criminals, fuck an interview. Jay Frick, ethnic cleanse like Hitler used to do. Bring on the interview. I'm coming from a school where if a nigga mouthed it out, we ain't the hidden shoe. Message subliminal, I'm the original. That bullshit I heard on your disc was pitiful. I'm critical, nigga, I ride around in houses. My records doing millions, you barely do 100,000. I clock mojo plus duo shows. You brag on tight flows, but you can't go gold. You sold your soul, and bullshit down sold. Fucking with me is not so, you need nine more.
Now the internet, radio, prison, even the TV, I'll ask you me to see the meaning of B-U-N-B. Well, let's see, I'm broader than Broadway, rolling bravas on Broadway. Got your broad out on Broadway, the Broadway in a broad day. Now I brought the underground, plunder down from down under. Something like when that thunder pound, way from round yonder. Now I'm from the South Main, fuck on the South Main. Fanatical Pharaoh, crooked and Carol, South Main. Close your mouth, man. I ain't asking for your tonsils or your tongue. Looking sprung like the prince was for a frontal. I get twisted like a pretzel. These rappers crying the blues, cause I make this shit look way easier than tying my shoes. People ask me, do I write rhyme? I tell them I used to. Shit, now I'm writing history, you gon' remember like the Juice Crew. You two, the G2, the KBA, play young. It's been by the UN, nigga. Next up is Jay Young.
Big Lil Jay, down with us. The boy Big Chief is down with us. The nigga California is down with us. You know the boy Brad is down with us. The boy Big Mike still down with us. Coming down candy, sipping the tux. The niggas in the south side down with us. Fifth Ward down the ride down with us. Knowing wrong, breaking them out. It's when they think they winning, fuck boy, you lost. I like to ride white with the Raven right. This rap a lot, mafia life, super tight. Your daddy ain't spending, must have started smoking rock. We got the game on lock. Bitch, you ain't pop, smoke five to stop. Got blades to chop, keep a young yellow pop and a pistol to pop. On the fuck, motherfucker, talking shit with a gun. Pimpin' bun like
DMC and DJ Run. Every day I come down, them niggas clone my game. They get on BT and they don't mention my name. Ripping on the other level, faces bustin' their heads. Riding Bentley early 90s, watching out for the feds. Red the king of South, and I'm the ass of the throne. They quit the cigar butter like D.O. Call it on, call it on.
My nigga Jay T, you know we down with us. Rockefeller Records, down with us. Cash Money Millionaires, down with us. Pretty Boy Floyd, you know we down with us. Roy Jones Jr., he's down with us. Iron Mike Tyson, down with us. Liddy Snoop Wiz is down with us. Knocking motherfuckers out is a must. James Payne, you know we down with us. Rockin' Rock before, down with us. My nigga Willie D, you know we down with us. Can't forget about Reggie, cause he down with us. My nigga Jay Z, you know we down with us. Big Chief and B-Dub, down the bus. All these niggas in this motherfucker down with us. Taking motherfuckers out is a must. We number one. Recognize them all, motherfucker. Yeah. All about Scarface this motherfucking year, huh? Get that shit straight, nigga. Get that motherfucking shit straight, huh? I'm the reason why you started rapping, old punk-ass nigga. I did this shit, nigga. I lived this motherfucking shit. And that's the motherfucking reason, bitch. I'm number one. Bag-ass nigga. Recognize. Coldest motherfucker in the game. And been that for deep, huh? Ain't going no motherfucking well. Yeah, check me out. Rap a lot. Swinging on hoes. Knock the bitch-ass niggas out. Bring it to the ring, old hoe-ass nigga. Come on.
Anticipation arose as time froze. I stared off the stage with my eyes closed and dove into the deep cosmos. The impact pushed back the first five rows. But before the raw live shows, I remember eyes are low, snot nose, rocking gazelle, God goes and eyes are closed. Learning the ropes of ghetto survival. Peeping out the situation, I had to slide though. Had to watch my back, my front, plus my side too. When it came to getting mine, I ain't trying to argue. Sometimes I wouldn't have made it if it wasn't for you. Hip hop, you the love of my life, and that's true. When I was handling the shit I had to do, it was all for you, from the door for you. Speak through, you're getting paper on tour for you. From the start, thought was down by law for you. Used to hit up every corner store war for you. We ripped shit and kept it hardcore for you. I remember late nights, steady rocking the mic. Hip hop, you the love of my life. So tell the people like that, Joe. And it sounds so nice. Hip hop, you the love of my life. We about to take it to the top.
I was speaking to my guy Regan. How she was desperately seeking to organize enough confusion. Using no protection, told on resurrection. Caught it to Hype Williams and lost her direction. Getting eight intersections where I would eat her. Under the counter love, so solidly I treat her. Her daddy a beat her. Eyes off her. In the mix on tape, niggas had her in the buck. When we touch, it was more than just a fuck. The police and her, I found peace. Like Malcolm in the East. Seen her on the streets of New York. Tricking off, tried to make a hit with her, but my dick went soft. Moving weight, losing weight. Not picky with who she choose to date. Too confused to hate. With her struggle, I relate. Close to 30. Most of the niggas she know is dirty. Having more babies than Lauren. She started showing early. As of late, I realized that this is a fate or destiny to bring the best to me. It's like God is testing me. In retrospect, I see she brought life and death to me. Peace to us collectively. Live and direct when we perform. It's just coffee stop chicks and white dudes. Over her, I got into it with that nigga Ice Cube. Not a fight move to a life, making the right moves. Besides God and family, you my life jewel.
Like that, hip hop. Arrogant American on prescribed medicine, I'm sick as I ever been. Rolling out of the dealership in the McLaren. These rappers is Peter Pan, I'm Pan-African. Space Invader blacking them, mixing Alexander McQueen with Hater Ackerman. Real rapture in the form of a living man. I don't give a damn, not a mortal to test me. See, I don't get a glance, I'm a high priest and a wild beast. Once warrior, now chief, the mouthpiece of the foul east. And I'm a rock'em sock'em robot hop. I drop bombs, any flow I got. Come at you like dot-coms, you should know I'm not. For the run-of-the-mill drill, I'm still trill. The flamethrower, the real deal. I don't coincide with the oddness, your highness. It's with a pantheon of the gods, as I promise. I know for being brutally honest. If lyricism is fairer true to you, then rewind this. I'ma kill him, but it ain't about to be with kindness. I believe the industry about to see a conquest. Changing of the mindset. Money just a concept, never been an object. Even when my mother was living up in the project. Now my rating is high than young Richard Pryde yet. Still speaking my mind just in a different dialect.
It takes two to make anthropology, the student and the studied. That being the case, it is time for the study to examine the student and to evaluate its own self.
I've seen it all and had it all and I ain't mad at all. This rapper talks, gravitas like a cannonball. Staying up all night, throwing my sleep pattern off. I need a doctor on call to keep Adderall. Position of my commission is trilateral. You fucking with me, you tripping for trying that at all. I mess around, make a call, get the gat involved. I know people, it's a small world after all. My credit card say it's all world at the mall. My broad looking like the Cinderella at the ball. Reborn every January like a Capricorn. From downtown, no Ryan Lewis and Macklemore. It's yours truly, I'm Paul Mooney, I'm George Clooney. I'm fully immersed in the craft, bringing awards to me. The bass player said he gon' sue me. I gave the finger to him, the Lord gave a round of applause to me. My soul winning, I've been gold tinning. Cold sinning, scroll pinning, nigga gone till it's no limit. The vision came to me so vivid. My observation wasn't money for the taking, I'ma go and get it. Y'all know my everyday lay no costume. I murk rappers and they can't play no possum. Another studio, but it's the same old outcome. I told my niggas, fall vicious, baby, we got one. Listen.
Accurate scholarship and free dedicated artists would reveal a singularly important thing. Racism was and is not only a mark of ignorance, yeah. It was and is a monumental fraud.
Mama had to cater for the coupe that we rode at the school on the way. body pop pies. And niggas wanna play both sides. Just a red dot, don't get on the wrong red eye. It's a headshot, damn it, can't woo them guys. Fuck around and bury two of them guys. I'm OD in Paris, I'm OD in France. I thought that I told you I need the advance. Put down your IG and look through my lens. A million to grandma, who did I offend? Miguel of your dreams, to me is a fan. I netted 10 million and did a little dance. I'm fucking the world, I am in my pants. My Uncle G told me that I had a chance. So then I popped out and did it again. And did it again, and did it again. I cannot respect him, where did he begin? Advice from the council, let nobody in. Been swearing through rumors, avoiding the trends. And ducking the holes, I'm ducking the loony that come with the show. I'm grateful to Mammon, he opened up doors. They bung on their tour bus to come and compose. I reach to the stars on my tippy toes. This greatest success when most niggas fold. I tell you my past, that shit don't get old. But how could you ask? Like I don't be riding my raps. The critics got everyone tapped. You gotta relax, the city where nobody sleeps. Just tap in and ask where I'm at, ho.
Smoking on your top five tonight. Smoking on your what's the name tonight. Smoking on your souls ain't tonight.
I am the Omega, PG Lane, Rolly Gang, SIE. Don't you address me unless it's with four letters. I thought you known better. I've been ducking the pandemic. I've been social gimmicks. I've been ducking the overnight activists. Yeah, I'm not a trending topic. I'm a
hold on, y'all niggas playing with me, man.
I am the Omega, PG Lane, Rolly Gang, SIE. Don't you address me unless it's with four letters, bitch. I thought you known better. I've been ducking the pandemic. I've been ducking the social gimmicks. I've been ducking the overnight activists. Yeah, I'm not a trending topic. I'm a prophet. I answer to Metatron, Nick Gabriel.
Bitch, looking for a better me. I am a legacy. I come from the 70s. The Al Green, offspring, guns and the melody. The big shot, wrists on cryo therapy.
Soon as I press that button, nigga better get right. Let the emblems coming.
Us two when the light came, been through nothing.
Day three, got at least one B in the oven.
I'm tripping, I'm jigging my mental.
Amazing, brother. Pop off only on occasions, brother.
Rich nigga, mama know I made it, brother. Go figure, never caught cases, brother. Face it, brother. Gracious, brother. New flows coming, be patient, brother. Shut my ass in, take you out of class. Like a multitask like Megan, brother.
2021 ain't taking no prisoner. Last year y'all fucked up all the listeners. Who went platinum? I call that a visitor. Who the fuck backing them? All been falsified. The facts mean this is the vaccine and the game need me to survive. The Elohim, the rebirth. Before you get to the father, you gotta holler at me first, bitch. Smoking on top fives. Motherfuck that album, fuck that single. Burn that hard drive.
Burn that shit.
Ain't nobody safe. When I come, I'm killing everybody that's outside.
Oui, oui.
Yeah, Kanye changed his life, but me, I'm still an old school Gemini.
Bitch.
Let me jump in this bitch.
Let me jump in this bitch.
Two phones, but I only bring one in this bitch.
One daughter, but they all my sons in this bitch.
No hoes, ain't shit getting done in this bitch.
I'm scary, I got a gun in this bitch.
Smoking on top five. Stop playing, I'm that guy.
Number two DM in my bitch. That's cool, I don't, that's why.
Troopers
coming like Butcher, nigga. That's worth the jigger. I pray you skate through your bed like eight. See how I figure? The flow is icy, icy. Mario one is nicey. It's the goat herder. You writing for ghosts? Bitch, I might be. It's just me, the machine, Westside Herman, the Hitler, J-Dawg Spittler. Burning niggas live with the scripture. Like Gangstar and Freddy Fox told you, it's the militia. I spit it for that Mac, that melt, that Cali open, that Fisher. You should hang a thousand reverse in your cell like a pitcher. Remember, Cutter, you a god. No Demi, no Ashton Kutcher. My god, without Bruce Almighty or Bruce Willis, we die hard. I lost that you here to be king of fried dog.
I had a dream about my man last night, and my man came by the studio, and his name is Busta Rhymes, in effect. Shaheed is in effect. Fife Diddog is in effect. Check it out, and give me my spec. I'm moving, yes, I'm moving, cause my mouth is on the motor. Use the coast in the morning to avoid the funky odor. Can't help being funky, I'm the funky abstract brother. Funky in the sense, but I play the undercover. Once had a fetish for some booty. Now I'm getting funky in my rapping, that's my duty. Brothers tend to dock on the style in particular. If you got the ego like some brothers, then I'll get with you. But if I don't pursue, then I just don't give a f-. My motto in the 90s is be happy making ducks. Girls love the gym because it causes crazy friction. When it goes up in, it fluctuates the addiction. I still understand the oomph, cause that's what I'm at up for. I'm hooked on the swing, so just call me the music whore. Women love the voice, brothers dig the lyrics. Quest of people's choice, we thriving for the spirit. If you can't hear it, then get the wax utensils. Write my rhyme straight up, don't get with no fancy stencil. The rhymes be getting sweet, we stay away from talk. A perfectionist at work, perking up the art. If you want to battle, I suggest you check your clock. Your demise is coming up, and I want your man to watch. Be the prime example, a deeper still the sample. Insignificant, here I place you on the mantle. Born up in Harlem, reside out in Jamaica. The girl I used to rock, her mom's was a Quaker. And what does that make her? The evil money taker, the crazy move faker. I use that to break her. Fife is in the house. Uncle Mike is in the house. Rob Power is in the house. Chimalasm is in the house. Wise Men is in the house. The Brand New is in the house. The JBs, they in the house. And they lock, they in the house. I must regroup my thoughts and kick the next verse for my people. Please don't be deceived by the ugly sights of evil. The world is kinda cold and the rhythm is my blanket. Wrap yourself up in it, if you love it then you'll thank it. Don't move to rebuttal, wave your hand for action. Some women in the 90s want more than satisfaction. They want keys and G's and all those silly things. If you want to, I'll show you just what the app can bring. I keep a tight net with my brothers Ken and Kenny. If the question is a rhyme, then I'll tell you I got plenty. The thing that men and women need to do is stick together. Progressions can't be made if we're separate forever. I hook this funky beat with the loop and the feature. Is the funky singing by Miss Vinny or Mojica. So listen, because the quest is led through the underground. My people have been oppressed too long, no more will we be down. People tend to risk cause they don't know the mental. People tend to bug cause the beats are hard but gentle. Apple candle lurks through the body of the youngin'. Play like Bobby Bird on your back and you're coming to the house of the jazz, of the funk, of the rhythm. All the goods are welcome, but if you're a villain, I'll just wait and debate. Contemplate your arrival. If flexing is your motive, then you don't like survival. The abstract is speaking, the heartbeat is reaching. The black and Puerto Ricans cause their butt naked streaking through the ever-murky streets of the urbanized areas. Blasting out the speakers is the hip-hop hysteria. Craig is in the house. Pete Rock is in the house. CL is in the house. Ultra Mag is in the house. Nice and smooth is in the house. Big Daddy Kane is in the house. Beat Nuts is in the house. Special Ed is in the house. Yeah, 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 yeah. And this one goes out to my man. Thanks a lot, Ron Carter. On the bass, yes, my man Ron Carter is on the bass. And check it out. Going into the 91 decade, up and until the 2000 decade, you gotta say, the quest is on. And goddammit, that the quest is on. And we out.
We are back with All Things Six, All Things Hip Hop. You're with your girl Chantel, and you heard such a dope little track, but it was They Down with Scarface, Act Two by The Roots, Ninth Versus Thought by Black Thought, Family Ties, Keem and Kendrick, West Side Gun, Free Cutter versus from Tribe Called Quest. So we're going to do about a couple more news, hip-hop news-related stories, and then we are closing it out for the night. Tune in 2 weeks. We'll have another great set. We are going to have a guest host. We don't know who. We'll see who jumps out with me in the next 2 weeks. And we'll try to be consistent with who we're bringing on, and it'll always be someone different. There's a lot of things coming my way this year, so hopefully, you know, they can all tie together and we'll have, like, you know, the fix with some other stuff happening. But let's get back into the fix. So Big Daddy Kane co-signs proposal to make Jay-Z's birthday a holiday. So Big Daddy Kane has learned about Brooklyn's effort to make Jay-Z's day a national holiday, and he couldn't be more thrilled about the prospect. The ex-Juice Crew MC was spotted by TMZ on Friday, and he told the outlet that he hopes it ultimately happens for Hove. I think it's really cool, Kane said. You got to understand hip-hop is a culture, a music culture, and now it's a genre that people look down upon, and when you see that it can grow billionaires, it can become a multi-genre where there's different forms of hip-hop. It continued, it can become the biggest grossing music genre and see if an artist can get a national holiday. I'm all for it. Last month, it was announced that Jay-Z may be getting his birthday turned into a Brooklyn holiday, according to legislation first introduced by council member Sierra Lewis, and co-sponsored by Comeback Jackson alongside Kevin C. Riley, Crystal Hudson, and Jennifer Gutierrez. Earlier this month, Hov would have his own Jay-Z Day on his birthday, December 4th every year, which means he is a Saggy. The resolution was initially set to the Committee on Cultural Affairs, Libraries, and International Intergroup Relations, and from there filed officially with the City Council. So it would be taken up by the Council in its 2024 session, which begins on January 3rd. The global phenomenon that is Jay-Z, born Sean Carter, is widely known as an artist, mogul, husband and father, wealth builder and supporter, economic development, and community causes, Louise said in the resolution meeting, according to the hearing notes. So both his career and successes have spanned decades, she continued. The accolades for Mr. Carter are filling museums and magazines and libraries, TV show and radio programs, clamor to provide content dedicated to his masterful work that has inspired many. December 4th, as Jay-Z's Day announces, too, and in the spirit of celebrating hip-hop's 50th anniversary, establishing an annual celebration to recognize a homegrown hero while proclaiming our municipal support in fitting to designate. So with that, it goes on. And if you want to know more about that, just go to Hip Hop DX for the rest. It's kind of crazy that they would offer him a whole entire day. But hey, New York is the mecca of hip hop, and it's where it started. And so I wish they would give in, you know, a Nas Day, a Biggie Day. You know, there's so many more other, but I'm not hating at all. Like, if they give it to him, great. But there's a lot of people that have opened the doors and that have done a lot for that. So let's get into Tupac. Tupac should have a day. I mean, not in New York, but Tupac should definitely have a day. Shakur bail hearings for rapper accused killer Dawan Kiki D. Davis has been postponed. So Tupac Shakur's bailing hearing for rappers accused killer Kiki D. Davis was postponed. So we'll have to wait another week to learn if his request to be released from the Clark County Detention Center will be granted. According to the reports, the former gang member was scheduled to appear in court today and request permission to be released on house arrest ahead of his highly anticipated trial. Court-appointed lawyers for Davis's claim that he's dealing with poor health, is in no danger to the community, and is not a flight risk. Reportedly, they want the judge to set bail.
and no higher than $100,000. So as previously reported, the 6-year-old was arrested in September 2023 for allegedly orchestrating the killing of hip-hop legend Tupac Shakur in the 1996 in Las Vegas, in Nevada, as an individual that can be charged for helping someone commit a crime after being charged with murder. Davis pleaded not guilty November 2nd. Davis's bail hearing has been rescheduled for next Tuesday, which is January 9th. Reportedly, prosecutors have described Davis as the on-ground, on-site commander who ordered the death of Tupac. They also have argued against Davis' release, claiming that the lives of witnesses from the infamous shooting will be put at risk if he's placed on house arrest. The trial will start in June. So definitely want to see what comes out of that. He's been named as a suspect for so long, and I don't know if he's just taking a fall or if that's if he's really this orchestrated person who put it all together. But then you think about who hired him. Where did it come from? There had to have been something. But with that being said, we are coming to the end of the fix. And thank you for hanging out with your girl. It's been a pleasure. We played some really good hits today, and I'm hoping that in 2 weeks we come back with great company and good music along the way. So thank you for tuning into The Fix, all things hip-hop with your girl Chantel. And you guys have a wonderful rest of the week.
Hey, yo, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Blaze the hot.
Zach can sound like Kevin. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come on, Mac Cow, come and get some.
Yeah.
Play in my position. Hot Nixon, this one. For all the sick ones, affliction. Poison and dark sickness. Best believe finger itching with two broke legs. Now I'm tripping on MC's cliche. Shot that ricochet, start trouble, bust bubble. Hip the wicked ways, gotta love me. G.O.D. no one above me. Look good, but fuck ugly. Tap your jaw from my punch, fuck the sun and you. Got you shitting in your last hunky. Running who? Running fucking who? Punk, get a speed bump coming through. A single shot, make your meat love respect.
Uh-huh.
Woo.
Yeah. Hey, yo, I put it on a nigga. Shit it on a nigga. Turn a Christian to a certified sinner. The bomb I released, time been up.
Explode.
When you got sent up, I was hitting your ex-hole. Shit, I kept low. Petrol, your metro. Politan, keep the chicken heads gobbling. Shit, I'm driving in, come with false collagen. Terrorize your city from the split committee. Kick ass to both Timberlands, turn shitty. Gritty, smack the driver head in the gypsy. When I approach, rappers be taking notes. I drop like I should've invented the raincoat. Absolute, I love the burn to the roots. I keep coming to you, pour sperm from your boots. Vigilante, hardcore to the penis. Tell you, fuck you, my attitude is anemic.
I'm the illest nigga alive, watch me prove it. I snatch your crown with your head still attached to it. Cannabis is the type to fight for mics. Beating niggas to death and beating dead niggas to life. When you look at me long enough, I start to read your thoughts if the signal was strong enough. And then I call your bluff like, yo, how many rhymes you got? I could go on for more millennia. The monsters got on the car lot. And there's nowhere to run to when I confront your nigga. I call your bluff like you had a phone number. Who wanna see cannabis you wild? Who wanna act flying, get shot down with a surface-to-air missile? I take them on and on stage, size them forms to spit on. Anybody who ain't close enough to shit on. 0 to 60, I'm already doing 100 when I'm blunted. And I give it to any nigga that want it.
Stay off the dark, cause if I catch you when the sun is down, run it, clown, come up off that. I'm gon' gun it down, run it now. However strong go, it's gon' be that. See that? That shit'll finish you, dog. Believe that. Where we at? Do you value your life as much as your possessions? Don't be a stupid nigga, learn a lesson. I'm gon' get you either way, and it's better to live. Let me give what's up in your sock, cause it's better to give, to receive. Believe what I say when I tell you. Don't make me put you somewhere where nobody can smell you. And when the lights is out, it don't come back on. This ain't a flick, you ain't gon' come back on. You ain't that strong, knew it was wrong. But you asked for it, baby. Who's a big nigga, ski mask for it, baby. So I can hit you up on front seat. To get something sweet, one heat, one deep, leave behind.
And yo, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Blaze the hot trizak.
Shine like heaven. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Come on, Mr. Smith, come get some.
My young thugs fantasize of borrowing flows. Tell little shorty with the big mouth, the bank is closed. The symbol on my arm is off limits to challenges. You hold the rusty swords, I swing the Excalibur. How dare you step up in my dimension? Your little ass should be somewhere crying on detention. Watch your mouth, better yet, hold your tongue. I'ma do this shit for free this time, this one's for fun. Blow you to pieces, leave your covenant feces with one thesis.
LL Cool J is hot.
Every little boy wanna pick up the mic and try to run with the big. toys and live up to the real hype. But that's like picking up a ball playing with Mike, swinging a King Griffey or challenging Roy to a fight. Stapping, your amateur MCs. Don't you know I'm like the dream team touring overseas? For rappers I'm a circle, I'm a deadly disease. Ringmaster, bringing a tiger cub to his knees. In the history of rap, they've never seen such prominence. You're